It's spring, and for gardeners around the country, that means it's time to plant. And that has commentator Bailey White thinking about the different habits of gardeners.
My cousin Martha and I have very different gardening styles. I try to garden organically, using local materials and working within the cycles of nature. Martha has an English-style rock garden. Some of the rocks she hauled home from trips to the mountains. Some she stole from roadside construction sites, and some are plastic rocks molded to look like granite boulders. I have been working on my soil for years, digging in shredded leaves, making compost, and planting green manure crops. Martha buys sterilized soil in plastic bags and fertilizes with Miracle-Gro. I think a garden should be laid out in rows with paths wide enough for a two-wheeled cart to roll easily, and right in the middle, the most important thing of all, a big black steaming pile of chicken manure. The most important thing in Martha's garden is angels. You can't turn around without being poked by an outstretched wing. It is a positive infestation. An angel with folded hands prays over the Walmart petunias. An angel with iridescent wings perches on the edge of the birdbath. A terracotta angel frolics with an anodized aluminum hummingbird. And a little fat angel sits cross-legged on an artificial rock and gazes with an expression of rapt awe and joy at one of God's creatures, a little plastic butterfly he holds gently in the palm of his chubby hand. Last spring, Martha had gallbladder trouble. One of the worst pains known to man. Ah, Martha moaned on the telephone. This is worse than childbirth. Her gallbladder surgery was scheduled for March, right when she should be planting her rock garden. Please come over here and plant it for me, she begged. It didn't feel like any gardening I'd ever done. Slide the plants out of their plastic pots and into the plastic soil, all neatly pocketed between the plastic rocks. Martha lay up in the bed and supervised from the window. That night, after supper, she said, I want to show you something. And from a little vial, she poured out onto the table a handful of yellow pebbles, her gallstones. After all that misery the little buggers caused me, I couldn't let the doctor just throw 'em out, she said. I'm going to put 'em in my rock garden. Well, good, I said. Then at least you'll have one handful of organic material in there. But that is not Martha's gardening style. As soon as she could walk, she went out to her rock garden, and with a screwdriver, she prized that butterfly away from the little fat angel and put her gallstones in its place, sealed up in a little round jelly jar. Now the purple petunias are a full sweep of color. The sweet alyssum brightens up its rocky nook. The sultanas spill over a granite ledge. And when the sun shines just right, it bounces off that jelly jar of gallstones like a prism. The little angel gazes into the jar at Martha's gallstones with that expression of rapt awe and joy. And even I have to admit, it is just beautiful.
Bailey White lives in southern Georgia.